And so we're discussing the question of if based on the Rambam that Kiddush is a mitzvah min haTorah, and Yoyotze, well, according to everyone, Kiddush is min haTorah, but according to the Rambam, Kiddush with Dvarim is min haTorah. So the practice that so the man usually davens Mairev, and then so he's according to the Magen Avraham, he's Yoyotze the mitzvah of Kiddush min haTorah. And let's assume other men or a woman have not davened, and women are also chayiv in kiddush in the Torah. Because a yeshnu b'shmi, even though it's a mitzvah sasecha as mangrama, rev is chayiv in shmira Shabbos, is chayiv in zechira. So therefore, generally speaking, someone only chayiv midrabanan can't be motzei someone who's chayiv in the Torah. So we were giving different answers. One answer is the Chasam Sofer, that we have a principle, mitzvah sriches kavana. It's actually a debate in the Gemara, whether mitzvahs require intent. What do you mean? There are people who say mitzvahs don't require intent? You mean I could put on my tefillin now and not have kavana? Like, what do you mean? So, of course, it's a post...
It depends if it's kavana, like for the mitzvah, for the action.
Right, so that's one thing also, yeah. So one is the question, it's a legal post facto machlokas. In other words, everyone agrees before you do the mitzvah, you need kavana. The question is, if you did the mitzvah without the requisite kavana, do I have to repeat it or not? So that's a discussion how we paskin. The Rambam seems it's a steer in the Rambam, but generally halacha we assume mitzvah sriches kavana mitzvah min haTorah. On a biblical mitzvah, you need kavana, and if you don't, you have to repeat it. But a mitzvah drabanan, b'di'evit, if you did it without kavana, yiyotze. So what he's referring to within the shita mitzvah sprichas kavana. So the question is, what do you mean by kavana? So there is Rabbeinu Yonah and others who point out that that actions like let's say you're shaking a lulav. So if you're shaking a lulav. And let's say you're not thinking 100%, you know, wakakta machem bayom harishon to the rishonim who say that your action, ma'isa mochiach olav, that obviously what else am I doing? I'm not cleaning the ceiling. The fact I'm doing a ma'isa, what you were saying, is if you do a mitzvah which involves a ma'isa, so some say by definition, that is the kavana. Like, even though, you know...
Why else would you be shaking?
Yeah, exactly. In other words, why else am I eating matzah? I always have fresh bread or sourdough. Why am I eating matzah? Oh, obviously I know it's Pesach. So therefore, within the mitzvah strichas kavanah, it doesn't mean you have to actually be saying it and thinking it mefurish. As long as it's clear from the action, that could be enough. So therefore, there's a Chasam Sofer writes that we know Kiddush, everyone agrees, at least Kiddush bedvarim is a mitzvah min haTorah. So therefore, we pass a mitzvah strichas kavanah. So who's thinking about Kiddush when they're davening Friday night? So when you, even if you can be Yotzei by saying Baruch Atah Hashem Makadish HaShabbos, but I have a mind to fulfill my mitzvah of Tfilas Mairav, Halavai, I have that kavana. I'm going to have another kavana. Number one is people don't have the kavana. Most people don't even know you can. And second, if you do, you should have a negative kavana. That for those, you know, that have in mind that you know, well, and you know, we assume you're neutral and you're davening if you don't have a positive kavana for Kiddush. So therefore, the Chasam Sofer says you're not Yotze, because since mitzvah sriches kavana, I don't have any kavana to fulfill Kiddush. So therefore, when I get home, I'm still chayiv in Kiddush min haTorah, so I could make Kiddush for the rest of the family. That's the Chas. The Aruch HaShulchan writes, based on a general rule, we have a principle, it's called Shomea Ka'ona. Normally, if you have 10 people chayiv in Kiddush, so, but again, there's different minhagim, chassidim, among chassidim, people make their own Kiddush, others, one person makes for everyone, different family minhagim. So, but the halach is, let's say if one person makes Kiddush and 10 listen, they're all yotze, meaning they're all chayiv in Kiddush, and Shomea Ka'ona tells me they're all like making Kiddush. It's like we're all... It's all the same. So it's not, everyone agrees that's fine. The Shaila is, there's another principle called Yatza motzi, even though I fulfilled my mitzvah myself, but since kol Yisrael arevim zel lazeh, all Jews are responsible for one another. So until every Jew hears Kiddush Friday night, my obligation isn't, at least those on walking distance. So my mitzvah Kiddush isn't complete. So therefore, Yatzah Motzis, even though I fulfill Kiddush, but as long as there are other Jews who haven't heard Kiddush, I can make Kiddush 100 times, like we do by shofar. Like usually there's one Baal Tekiah, I mean sometimes you have more, or by Baal Tekiah, or let's say that usually the one person goes around to many places. Not only does he blow the shofar, but he makes the brachas if he has to. Yep.
Why does the Chasam Sofer not accept that? This seems like a such a simple answer.
Good question. So why doesn't everyone accept Yatzah Motzi? So therefore, because there's a Russian brachas which writes that women aren't included in the cloud of Kol Yisrael Zewazeh. So therefore, at first glance, it doesn't work. Right? So why does it work? Because Rabbi Kiva Eger says but that's only true on mitzvahs women aren't obligated in. But a mitzvah's women are obligated in, i.e. Kiddush, so that's why Rabbi so based on Rikiv Eger, he says Yatzah Motzi. It could be other, they're concerned about the rush that maybe Yatzah Motzi doesn't apply.
But it's like came up for Havdalah, like if you're...
Well, yeah, Havdalah is something else, because Havdalah is worse, because Kiddush, the definitely chayiv in. Woman has the same chayiv as man, but by Havdalah, we could discuss next. Havdalah is it's a shiloh woman, a chayiv in Havdalah. That's the problem. So let's say if your wife's, let's say, exempt from Havdalah, so if you already heard Havdalah and you're making Havdalah again, so therefore, so let's say if your son's home and he has to, if there's someone else who's definitely chayiv, I'm not saying a woman is, that's a major machokas, but since that's why the Ramah writes, halacha l'maaseh, I tell your wife to make her own Havdalah if she couldn't hear, but the Ramah writes better to hear from a man because there's a shiloh of a woman's chayev. But we'll discuss it, yeah.